WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. A government shutdown appears likely. Republicans and Democrats continue to be at odds over federal spending with a deadline for a deal tomorrow at midnight. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked if there's a plan B.
In this job, you got to have A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Federal agencies are said to be scrambling to protect critical areas. United Auto Workers union leaders are expected to announce more plants will be targeted in the two-week-old strike. Meantime, UAW President Sean Fain says there have been violent attacks on the picket lines that he blames on the automakers.
Shame on these companies for hiring violent scabs to try to break our strike.
GM says it's working with police to investigate. Former President Trump's legal team losing their bid to delay his New York civil fraud case. The trial will go on next week over claims his personal and company assets were illegally inflated to score better business deals. This is ABC News. Emergency relief funds that helped keep thousands of child care centers open since 2020 will expire this week, leaving thousands of facilities at risk of closure and plunging parents off a feared child care cliff. ABC's Andrea Fuji.
During the pandemic, Congress approved nearly $50 billion to support the child care industry and help parents nationwide. But tomorrow, that help is set to expire. Estimates show without the government support, up to 70,000 child care centers could close, affecting more than 3 million children.
Baltimore police are releasing new details on Jason Billingsley, the man accused of killing tech CEO Pava LaPere. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Police have said there is no reason to believe LaPere knew Billingsley. He was also wanted in connection with an attempted murder, arson, and rape just 2 days before LaPere's murder, about a mile from her apartment. Police say they did not publicize his arrest warrant in that case because that incident was a targeted attack.
Em Nguyen, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse. Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well. And I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey! The world famous Tailgater Band. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. We are so glad to be here.
This is awesome. You know, I told Jim, I came in this morning just, like, despondent, you know, for that game last night. I lost my voice by yelling at my TV. But I saw him in Lederhosen, and my world changed.
Well, we came right from the game, so we're all set.
Doesn't he look magnificent?
He's a beautiful man.
Look at him. Okay. Got pretzels, necklace. This is Kevin Van Ness, the Packer Band, Talk of the Town Band, my favorite band in the community, and thanks for getting up early and joining us. We're kicking off Oktoberfest here. I know you're a listener, and how have you been doing? You just came back from a cruise, right? Wasn't your band?
I was playing down in the Bahamas a week ago, and then last night we're in Lambeau playing for the best fans in the nation.
And now I'm never going to talk about the game. I'm not going to mention a word about that game.
Well, the band's 3-0.
There you go. We'll go with that. Love it.
Hey, we're the first band in the National Football League, 1921. And we're the longest continuous band in the league.
And you have a statue right down the street there, basically, the Heritage Corner.
Oh, we love it.
The Lumberjack Band, right?
The Lumberjack Band.
Do you know the origin of how they got that name?
Well, they wore their flannel shirts, and they played at the old East High Stadium in the corner.
That's exactly right. It's from they dressed like lumberjacks, basically. And I think it was Chicago Bears. They did a trip to Chicago, rode the train down, played all the way down, went to Chicago, and somebody in the stands, so you guys look like a bunch of lumberjacks, and that's how the name stuck.
And as a matter of fact, the first song we played for you folks was Go You Packers Go, done in 1931.
That song, when I was a kid, that used to be, whenever the Packers would start the game, the kickoff, that was the song they would play during the kickoff.
Well, we're in the parking lot 2 hours before every game, firing up the crowd so they have a good time before they walk in. And that's probably the number one requested song.
No question about it.
These guys look good for 1920.
When I used to run home from school when I was a kid, yeah, I ran. Hey, who invited Mad Dog and Merle?
I did.
Why?
Because
I mean, it smells good, but still, you know what they are? Remember the old Muppet Show? Those two cranky guys up in the balcony. That's who they are.
You know what? I can't argue that. But, Kevin, you got to play us another song. So, you little German? You little German in you?
You got it. Let's play a polka for these guys. It's Oktoberfest.
Okay, we got it here. Hey, yeah, what we got? The Tailgater Band here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a good one coming up. It's called Polka, Polka, Polka. Yeah.
Germany. Look at that guy there.
Right. We got the music, and now let's segue over to the food.
What do we got here?
We got Merrill is what we got here. And, Johnny, you and I have worked with these guys, what, how many times in the last?
I've never worked with them.
Really? We've never worked.
Exactly.
I meant been with them, But
we've got let off with Mino a few times.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, who hasn't? Exactly.
Midwest Grillin', what do you guys got on today?
We got Mino in a nighty, for God's sake.
Isn't that something to conjure up in your mind?
Right, exactly.
Although a little strange they came up with that. You know, are they thinking that?
Well, Mino in the nighty was Schmidt sauce.
Yeah. How good does that smell?
Isn't that, this is awesome. Thank you.
Folks, come on down. If you're listening, we're right here on the corner of North Washington Street and City Deck Court. Come on down. We got some of the most great food you'll ever have in your... I mean, just the smell of it's unbelievable.
Now, you look like a grillologist, Mino.
Yeah.
What's your favorite tailgate food?
You know, I'll be honest. I'm a basic kind of guy. Give me a really good brat, and I'm happy. But I'm not a kraut guy. You're a kraut guy, right?
I am. But he is...
No kraut?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I'm Italian. We're not big...
Well, yeah, but
I want to hear about Jim's kraut.
All right,
what do you put? Brown sugar? Beer? What do you put in the kraut? Butter?
Garlic.
Garlic.
Oh, yeah. Add some garlic to it. Yeah, a little brown sugar to make it a little sweeter. But, yeah, we had brats last night, tailgate party, and they were awesome because of the
kraut. You must be part Norwegian.
Well, I'm German, that's for sure. What do you got here? What is this that we're cooking?
Seriously, this is, we call it, normally they're Merrill and a nighty. Right. We did change the
name. I don't want that image in my mind.
Oh, I know, exactly right. And normally,
I don't want a nighty either.
Why don't you just go away?
So it's a slice of summer sausage, a slice of pepperoni, a little smoky, and it's all folded over together like a pig in a blanket. But today it's my.
And then you guys actually sell that sauce, right? That's your own personal?
Oh, absolutely. We have our own barbecue sauce, but we're here to have fun, not to promote Matt.
No, but it just smells so good.
I know. That's our number one barbecue sauce.
I believe it.
Well, that's why it's Schmidt sauce, is because we're number one fan of Jim Schmidt.
Yeah.
Not of Mino?
And Mino.
Okay. Wow.
Notice how it was like, and.
We need somebody to try this first. We need somebody. Somebody's got to try it. Somebody's got to try the mare in a blanket.
It's not the mare in a blanket.
No. It looks really hot, though.
I know. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. The microphone is picking up your eating.
So delightful.
Isn't that great?
It is.
It just smells so good. It's unbelievable. Okay. Mino and Irish Schmitz. Okay. We also have my son, Dominic. Dom? Who is fluent in German, in Deutsch, right?
Yeah, auf Deutsch, yeah.
Deutsch means German, right?
It does, yeah.
So the name of this contest is Spreche de Deutsch Ernel.
You're close enough.
Yeah. Means do you speak German or not, and you can win some very valuable prizes. Jim, what are some of our prizes here?
We have some great prizes. We have shirts. We've got a bottle of wine. Everyone gets...
Christy, come here. Tell Jim is floundering. What are our prizes?
We have 3 gift cards to the Waterfront Market. We have a nice red wine.
German wine, right?
German wine. And we have Waterfront Market t-shirts and your special WGBW t-shirts.
And we also have M&Ms for everybody.
Perfectly labeled, too, with Mino and the Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor stickers on them. We got a great contingent of Green Bay police officers. Do me a favor. Give them some M&Ms.
Absolutely. Only the best.
We'll work with them.
Donuts, so we're going to have
right. So play who's playing? Spreche de Deutsch or no? You're a one.
Renee.
Brian?
We'll do it the Kians. We'll do a couple. Couples. So this is the way it works. So Dominic, who is Johnny's son, fluent in German. The Kians, who are just great people in the community, live in the Astor neighborhood. They spent, 4 years in Germany? Okay, so let's go. How's this going to work? You're going to just say the sentence, and they're going to see if they can guess it. And if you do, you get to pick one of these great prizes that Chris... Okay.
Okay.
Was ist der Unterschied zwischen Stein und Maßkrug?
What is the beer stein that is very good?
Well, you're on the right track. So what is the difference between a Stein and a Maßkrug, which is what you see at Oktoberfest?
Oh, I think that's
close enough. We got a winner. We got a winner. Winner here. All right. All right.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Kevin, take us to some...
Who's next?
Well, one more contestant.
One of the police... Any of you guys speak German?
And then we're going to play a song. Anybody?
German in high school?
Take a guess here.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Okay, here you go.
You got a ringer.
Okay, come on in. You can play. Mad Dog. Okay, we're going to get, oh, my God, we're going to get Will on here. Mr. Neighborhood, who is celebrating Neighborhood Week here in the city of Green Bay. This guy has done a lot for neighborhoods, and we are part of a neighborhood downtown here. Christy is our local mayor. She's going to be moving on. Bigger, better. Okay, German. You German, Will?
I am German.
Okay, here we go.
Wie heißt die Hauptstadt Deutschlands? Ist es München, Bonn, Berlin oder Köln?
Something about Berlin was
something
in there.
Berlin,
okay, so
Germany. Something about Germany.
The Hauptstadt.
The Hauptstadt. The
Hauptstadt. We need some Hauptstadt, don't we?
Hauptstadt. Yeah, you got some Hauptstadt?
One more time, Dom.
Wie heißt die Hauptstadt Deutschlands? Ist es München, Bonn, Berlin oder Köln?
Ah, the capital of Germany is Berlin?
Sehr gut. Sehr gut gemacht.
All right, we got a winner. Very good. Help yourself to our prize table. Oh, yes. We got Gizmo here too. Gizmo, come on over here. Wait a minute. Gizmo. Hey, does anybody here have a couple of bucks? Gizmo's a friend of mine. He doesn't have a lot going on. We try to give him a little something for lunch.
You're talking to musicians that have a couple bucks?
I know, right? I need $2. Who has $2? Does anybody here have $2? We have $2. Gizmo's a good guy, and I just try to help him up so he can get something to eat today.
Thanks, guys.
Is that good, Gizmo?
Yeah, this is great. Actually, wait a minute. I think I can do something with these $2. Would that be all right?
Gizmo, I just gave him $2.
Okay.
Because he needs something. He's only got 2 minutes, so.
$2? Yeah. I'm just going to put them together like this. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Gizmo.
Here we go.
Buy something good for yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to fold them up nice and small like this, and then get them nice and small so I can shove them in my pocket. Wait a minute. Something's happening here. Check this out. The two ones made a two.
Oh. Not bad, huh? Gizmo is the greatest magician in America.
Wait, here's a five. See what I get. Here's a five.
Didn't I tell you to go away?
Make it a ten.
Mad Dog Guerrero, let's hear something on the ring.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 73. South winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 58. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high of 80. Low 80s. Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms, turning cooler. Monday, with highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 73 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, WGBW. Johnny, are you drinking beer?
Not yet.
So welcome back to Mine on the Mayor, WGBW, downtown Green Bay. We are celebrating the kickoff of Oktoberfest.
How good are they?
These guys are the best.
These guys are amazing. Big hand for these guys. Tailgater band, just amazing.
And they came right from the Packer game last night. These guys are the most active people in the community. Thank you for being here, Kevin. We got Mad Dog and Merrill in the house with some pigs in the blanket, some great German food. Tell us again, Merrill, what's all going on?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, as part of the band, we have a little television show, Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grilling. And the band show.
Do you remember when we used to do a TV show together, you and I?
Honest to God, remember that time?
That was fun.
Yeah, exactly right. It was good times along the year. Until we got let go.
We all did.
We all did.
We're starting to feel that here, too, but go ahead.
We just want to get through this show, and that might be it.
So there's three of us on the show, and the banjo player comes around, is our piano player on the television show.
Okay. Okay, this answers our question.
Yeah. What was the question, Jim?
Christy, come here real quick. Christy, who runs the whole show here pretty much, remember you put that picture on, or the city deck, everybody put that picture on, the city deck?
The I Love Green Bay, or which one?
Yeah, of these guys.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And we're like, who's that other guy?
Yeah, it's this cat.
We were like, who's that guy?
Fast Freddy is here. You bet he is.
The one and only Freddy.
We were literally sitting around looking at that picture saying, who's this guy?
Well, normally they ask, where's that guy? But here we are today, and we're doing it. I'm wearing two hats today, as you can imagine. Nice. The Packer band and, of course, Mad Dog and Merrill.
Very cool. Nice. How funny is that?
So Fast Freddy's great. Fast Freddy's the best ragtime musician you'll ever have on the piano.
By the way, I just tried the Mare in the Blanket.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Mino in a blanket with Schmidt sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, goddamn, get it right.
Can't get over that image. How does he, be honest with me now, you're a descriptive person. Describe how he looks in his outfit.
Schmidt, like Schmidt.
moving on.
Schmidt.
moving on.
See, I did not expect his...
I told him a plant-based diet, that's potato chips.
Yes. I did not expect his legs to be so hairy. Did you?
Holy Schmidt.
Thanks for pointing that out, John.
They are hairy. I have to admit. I'm going to shave those and put them as a toupee.
Please don't let him take off the back and turn around his shirt. I don't want to see his back.
No, we don't. Are you guys German at all?
No, Irish, Irish, Irish.
I'm half German.
Okay, Dom, come on here. You get to play Sprechen Deutsch oder no.
In welchem deutschsprachigen Land hat die Fräulein Maria jeden Berg bestiegen?
What did he say? Give him some options.
Well,
yeah.
I used to date that lady in high school.
The hint here is Fräulein Maria.
Yeah. I dated her. Yeah. So did Mino.
Okay.
Jedenberg.
What does that mean?
Every mountain.
Every mountain. That was her.
You won a prize.
That was her.
We need. Miss Ishpermine, come on here. Come here. By the way, does anybody here?
Wie viel ist das?
You don't even speak a smidgen of German, do you?
It's halb acht. So.
Well, I feel like I'm in the middle of two Nazis here. Whoa. I'm backing off. Does anybody here, for a grand prize from our prize table, know the nickname of this lady's high school? The high school is Ishpeming. What is the nickname of Ishpeming? Does anybody know?
Can I text a friend?
You can text a friend. Do you have a friend from Ishpeming? Oh, go ahead. Go right ahead.
Give him a hint. Tell him it's a rock.
It's a rock. It's something that when I worked in the iron ore mines, we mined.
Oh, copper.
No.
Copper, no.
Not copper.
No.
Hematite.
No. What?
Hematite.
Yes. How did you know that? You just help yourself to the prize table.
Hematite in those lederhosens.
All right, that's enough. Why don't you go cook some?
Hematite in those lederhosens.
Okay.
Another song from the Talk of the Town, the Packer.
Wait a minute.
The cops on here.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Aren't you still under indictment or something? Are you sure?
I've been cleared.
Okay. Oh, you have? Okay. Great.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, no problem.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. A government shutdown appears likely. Republicans and Democrats continue to be at odds over federal spending with a deadline for a deal tomorrow at midnight. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked if there's a plan B.
In this job, you got to have A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Federal agencies are said to be scrambling to protect critical areas, including national security. United Auto Workers union leaders are expected to announce more plants will be targeted in the two-week-old strike. Meantime, UAW President Sean Fain says there have been violent attacks on the picket lines that he blames on the automakers.
Shame on these companies for hiring violent scabs to try to break our strike.
GM says it's working with police to investigate. Former President Trump's legal team losing their bid to delay his New York civil fraud case. The trial will go on next week over claims his personal and company assets were illegally inflated to score better business deals. This is ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Wow.
Green Bay is over.
We got some Uper trivia coming up, right? All right. Yo. Really?
How long is this segment?
You guys are live.
They're live. How long?
They're live. Yeah. Those guys out there.
Play something? Anything. Just a minute.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. We are kicking off Oktoberfest in downtown Green Bay, WGBW. I got to be honest with you. The mayor is wearing his lederhosen right now, and he looks like he's been partying all night. Things are, like, unhitched. Things are, like, what do you think about that, Sean?
Absolutely great.
Yeah. Just great. Jim, you're coming apart here. All right. You're coming apart. Jim, you look disheveled.
Well, Johnny, you just quit pointing it out. All right. Hey, we've got a great crowd down here. And a big part of our downtown is our dedicated, loyal Green Bay Police Department. And we have an officer with us. Well, many of them are down here. What's your name?
Sean Hamill.
All right. And where? How long you been on the force?
About 20 years.
20 years. God bless you. Yeah. How's the city doing?
Good. Yeah, doing good.
Thanks to you. You worked in downtown?
Everywhere. I'm a patrol sergeant, so to supervise all over the city.
I gotta admit, you're the best looking guy here in terms of your outfit. Why are you wearing all the leather?
Ride a motorcycle.
Oh, you're the motorcycle guy. All right. Hey, we're gonna play a little.
I apologize. He just got so personal.
A little bit. I'm flattered.
I will say one thing though. If I was causing problems and he showed up, I would stop causing problems.
So would I.
Hey, thanks for what you guys do, and sure appreciate you all being down here.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank
you. You know, I think it's cool you got some female officers. I want to talk to you. Yes, come on here, ma'am.
You're getting involved in this.
We're just so impressed with the... Johnny and I are getting a little bit older, but we've got a lot of youth in the company and the organization now. How long have you been with the force?
7 years.
Seven years. You German? Swedish?
None. What's your nationality?
I'm
Polish.
Oh, again, I apologize for him being so perfect.
Wow.
No, I got to tell you something, though. And this is, I thought this the other night. I was driving past someplace, and police officer had somebody stop. It was a female, and it was at night and everything. And I thought to myself, I wouldn't have the courage to do what you people do. And here, and I got two daughters and three granddaughters. And I wouldn't want them doing what you do. I have so much admiration for female law enforcement officers, and I really and truly mean that.
Thank you. It means a lot. It's a hard job, but all of our training helps, and, well, we've got great supervisors, so.
Well, now that we got you here, it is the Oktoberfest kickoff that we're doing right here at WGBW.
Big prize,
and Dom is going to give you a...
Polish is almost German.
It is. You guys are close enough, and we kind of didn't...
Are you from Pulaski? Okay.
Okay. We'll move on. So Dom is fluent in German. It's Johnny's son, and he is going to give you a German phrase, and we'll see how close you can get to guessing what he said.
You win a major prize,
and it can be a multiple choice too. So, oh yeah, you guys know, though, you guys together. We're having the two of our finest.
So was ist ein Wiener Schnitzel?
Oh, that's not too hard. Was ist ein Wiener Schnitzel?
Just let Dom do it.
Was ist ein Wiener Schnitzel?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Do you eat Wiener Schnitzel?
Oh, yeah, he's getting there, you know.
But what is it exactly? What is Wiener Schnitzel? Sausage?
Sausage. It's not sausage, but you know what? We're going to give him a prize.
Hey, you guys win a beer, cheese, Green Bay Radio t-shirt. You guys each win one.
All right. What is the correct answer, Dom?
Traditionally, it's veal, like a veal cutlet that's breaded and then fried, served with lemon.
All right. That's what they were going to say. But in the meantime, keep protecting our city and doing the great job you're doing. All right. Thanks for coming out.
Can you be honest with me on one thing? Well, just one thing. How did Craig get such a great suntan?
Never reveal his secrets.
He works hard.
I saw him on the Cops of Green Bay calendar. He's Mr. October.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Aren't you glad you came out, Craig? We love you.
All right, we're going to get back to a little bit more of our Vittles. Is that German? No, Vittles isn't German.
Beverly Hillsbilly. Hillbillies.
Sorry, I'm trying to.
Wait a minute. We got to do some Uper trivia quick. Come on here. Come on. Go. Uper trivia. Go ahead.
What is the name of the famous statue in downtown?
Oldish.
Oh, well, that was easy. Okay. What are the names? Well, actually, he's got a point, John. You're going to know all the answers.
Yeah, I know. Right?
This is typical John, right? He just comes in and takes over and wins all the
prizes. I can't concentrate. Keep looking at your legs. Hairiest legs. Okay, you know what? You got hairier legs than your dog, Milton.
Don't pick on my dog. I love my dog.
Oh, where is he? Where is Milton?
I didn't want to bring him because I just got to tell you guys. So Johnny, it's on Alexa, right? When I leave the house, I put it on so you can hear my voice. And John was really dissing on him one day, like making fun of him because he's in swimming lessons right now. And
he wears floaties to swim. His dog wears little floaties to swim.
He's learning, didn't we all? But he'll be a good swimmer someday. Anyway,
Chrissy, go get the picture. They got to see this dog, please. Thank you.
So I got home that day because we get here, I don't know, 5, and to get home around 8:30. tore up the pillow on the sofa, ate a pair of my glasses. He was so upset with my co-host here. So Johnny's got to be nicer to him. See, bring him tomorrow. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm not bringing him.
Here's Milton. What do you think of Milton?
Absolutely fantastic.
Just for the record.
It's a picture of Milton on a inner tube when with a life jacket on, because that's the closest you'll ever get to water.
That is a picture of my dog, but then they photoshopped all that in to make fun of him. So
maybe just a little.
But your wife was in on it. Donna was in on it. So.
That is true. That's true.
I got the picture's from Donna.
Anyway, he's a great dog. He'll be down here next year.
Yeah, he's a great dog. So we got Ryan here from Midwest Restoration, one of our new sponsors. You guys do an amazing thing. And I was actually, I talked to Jim about that because I'm looking for a part-time job. And I was thinking working for you guys would be good.
So yeah, absolutely. It would be great.
Did you guys talk about it?
We literally do a lot of different things with the fire, water, flood, all the bio cleanup. And
I'm a little squeamish.
It's, you would hate it.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, the first job that Coin brought me into, where we had to actually go clean up a biohazard. He's like, I just want you to come in and just smell it, just so you're used to it and know what it's like. Well, I almost damn near passed out. It was literally...
And you guys do that on a daily basis.
It happens. It happens. It's part of life, guys, and we're there to help, so...
But we want to do... Okay, so you guys are going to be a big sponsor of ours, right?
Absolutely. Love the show.
Love it. So we are going to be putting on a Veterans Day breakfast, and we want to know if you guys will be a part of it.
Well, 100%. A big part of what we're doing right now is the hashtag Restore Kindness campaign. Yep. We love giving back veterans, police officers, firefighters. They do an amazing job. They're the heroes of the city. If you can't support that, what can you support? Yep. So, absolutely, guys.
Hey, police officers, Veterans Day, we're doing a big breakfast free for all the veterans. Midwest Restoration is going to sponsor it. They want to invite all the firefighters and police officers free breakfast.
Well, we're going to talk to Coin on all those details.
Hold that thought for a minute. Hang on. And Mad Dog and Barrel are going to be involved too.
Bring in the city. I mean, okay. Sorry about this, Coin. Yeah.
Forget I said that for now.
It is.
Craig, go back to your sunbathing. All right. Well, thanks very much, you guys. You guys are awesome, and we're wonderful having you guys involved.
No, I love it, guys. Thanks for the show, and this is such a great turnout. It's awesome.
Did you try the pigs in the blanket?
That's absolutely phenomenal. Did. Yes, absolutely.
Unbelievable. Tori, come on over here 1 second. Tori wins our prize for the best looking person in Lederhosen. Jim came in third. Even though there's only two. What is that little flap down below, Jim?
You got a little flap there, right?
I won't be looking at my flap.
All right. What?
I told him that. He's been looking at my flap ever since I got here.
Wow, unbelievable. You look good. Where did you get these from?
Amazon, I think the pants. Yeah, the shirt is Hinder Brewery in Waupun.
That's
Tori.
Tori, yes, of course, the sponsor. Thank you for sponsoring our show.
Well, he's not, but go ahead.
Okay. Tori.
Other than that, you got everything right so far.
It costs so much.
I know, right? Okay. But these clothes are not cheap, these Germans.
They are not. I was just at Oktoberfest, and these pants are over $300 or more. The socks are probably $1.50 or,
$100 for the socks?
Yes.
No, $150. These socks are...
That's incredible.
These socks are $200.
Why are they so expensive?
The shipping.
Oh. But they're wool, too.
They cover up the hairy legs.
Okay. Didn't I ask you to go away? I can't remember. Are you Mad Dog or are you Merrill?
I've been to German Fest.
It helps to hold them up, though. They fall down a lot. So.
They look good on you.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. All right.
He does. He looks good. He looks legit.
Come on. Do I look legit?
Ladies and gentlemen, no, wait. We're gonna do a little contest. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a vote, okay? A verbal vote. Who looks better in Lederhosen, Tori or Jim? I'm gonna start off on three. Whoever said it once, Jim, yell it out, and we'll go with that. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Who thinks Tori looks better? 1, 2, 3. Oh, you won.
Johnny.
That's the first thing you've ever won.
He voted for himself.
I think he, hey, I got to tell you, these politicians, they find their ways. Some palms will be greased.
Yes.
Tori, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Yes.
get Mad Dog.
Well, you know, 1985, I went to Oktoberfest over in Germany.
I've been there.
I the best time in the gosh darn world.
I agree.
Yeah, you don't remember it the next day, but what a great time it was that night.
I told this story on the show the other day. I somehow convinced them to get me up on stage at Oktoberfest in this outside of Munich, okay? And I want to show that I'm an American, but I can speak the Deutschland. And what I said in German was, I wanted to say I love Germany. What I said was, I am Germany.
This must be Prosta.
Something, and they all looked at me like I was nuts. So that's my memory.
Believe that.
I know, right? Yeah. You guys would never look at me that way, right?
Right, exactly.
Oh, those little wind-up birds they had, and they were flying all.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And all the shots of beautiful with the mead, honey.
Have you ever seen barmaids, waitresses carry bigger, more steins of beer at once?
I'll tell you, it was amazing, wasn't it? And amazing. We had 10 of those big steins.
Yes. Incredible.
Yeah. It was incredible.
It was really something. We got to go do a show there.
We do. I've been over there, but I was not for Oktoberfest, but there's people in Green Bay who are over there. Well, that was last week, right? I think it was last week. Anyway, I got some pictures of that, and man, what a fest.
You know, we spent 2 weeks over there, a good friend of mine, before he got married, and we went to Stuttgarten. Oh. And we stopped in a bar in Stuttgart, and all we heard was, we walked in the bar, only Americans, the guy goes, Reagan.
I'll tell you what, I was wearing a Vandervest Harley Davidson T-shirt, and I was offered hundreds of dollars for that T-shirt.
True story. We were sponsored by Lowenbrau Beer, LBJ Distributors out of the Little Chute at the time. I had a Lowenbrau watch that didn't work. Guy gave me $50 for that Lowenbrau watch. Yeah. Didn't work, but he wanted the Lowenbrau watch.
Same thing with my T-shirt. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, crazy.
I think it went up to like $300 somebody offered me for the T-shirt.
I drank it.
I bet you did.
What else are you guys doing? I mean, I see you all the time, man.
We travel all around. We do stage show presentations, obviously the television show. I mean, it's amazing. We've been in over 40 years.
Unbelievable. This is still having fun.
44 years. We've left.
You're 11?
I was 11 years old when we started. I was in diapers and now Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly the point. Exactly the point. No, we've had some great times along the way.
Great. You guys are such a...
happy with your radio show. It's just so fantastic, you know. What a great little community event. You know, Meryl and I did a two-hour talk radio show about several years ago for 5 years. And it was all about community events. And we had the best ratings in the world, and they let us go because they wanted to get somebody national on it.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Well, it's great to have you guys here.
Hey, thanks for having us. It's a great time. It's a really good time down here.
We're going to enjoy your what is it again?
Mino and a 90 with Schmidt sauce.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Thank you guys for coming in. You guys are just great community guys, and appreciate you being here. People are going to stick around, grab something.
Hey, Dom, you got to do me a favor. It's my son, Dom. You got to send it to our break. You have to say, Mino and the Mayor, downtown, celebrating Oktoberfest, back after this in Deutschland.
Wow, that...
Mino's carrying the mayor.
That was a lot, but we're going to do Mino and the Mayor, kommen Sie zurück.
Very nice.
All right.
And now introduce the Tailgater Band.
Und hier haben wir unsere Band.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 73. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 58 tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 73 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Beautiful day, kicking off Oktoberfest. Thank you, Talking the Town. Welcome back, Mine on the Mayor, 97.9 FM. And we are here kicking off Oktoberfest, which is a huge celebration. Many, many places in the United States, and even right downtown here in Green Bay. We are with the Burgermeister, and he is joining us. Burgermeister, as you all know, is mayor. And for the mayor of Green Bay, Mayor Eric Gingrich is with us. How you doing, Mr. Mayor?
Good. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm good. Jim.
You look good.
I am, man. This would probably fit you now. They shrink after 6 years, let me tell you.
My understanding, that was passed down. You know, to the successor mayor, right. But I got to get my own.
$500. Well, I can pass it down for $500. So what's going on in the city, quickly?
Oh, man, I mean, we've got a ton going on, as always. Of course, just last Wednesday, we had the final, Wednesday night farmer's market. It was 20th year of the farmer's market on Broadway, but we still got a bunch more Saturday morning farmer's markets coming up. A number of different Oktoberfests here, in the next few days, so... a bunch of development projects as well, but yeah, a lot of fun stuff happening.
You're feeling good. Your employees are happy. We've had a few of them on, over the last few months, and nice to see that. The city deck, that still seems to be working.
Oh yeah. I mean, the city deck is a huge part of the regional, community here, but the core of our downtown, obviously something that you started and we're just trying to maintain and enliven. But yeah, next steps are going to be, bringing more housing down to the community. So, investing in the parking lot here, the former Boston Store parking lot, and we got that lot on Monroe Avenue. But yeah, more to do, but there's a lot happening.
No one knows what the mayor knows, but I did get an email that someone put a bid in on that Yonkers building. That is going to be a great, great project, right?
It is. I think there are a number of folks that are interested in putting bids in here at the end of the month. The Watermark building is... really prime real estate, one of the best spots in all the region. That top floor of the Watermark building, there's not a better view in our community.
Right.
And it hasn't been as well utilized as it might have been over the last few years. And
right.
So looking for a new owner who's really going to take it to the next level.
Yeah. No, I want to help you on that one because I love the whole city, but the downtown. And congrats again on Green Bay being the number one city really, in the country, right?
Yeah, number one, according to you and I, right? According to U.S. News and World Report. So, a third-party validator is always helpful. But, just the other day, we got a Saints fan calling the office, talking to Terry, saying, had the most amazing time in the world. Everybody was so welcoming. Everybody's always commenting on how clean our community is in comparison to some other places, so we're very fortunate here.
We were getting ready for the show this morning, yesterday afternoon, and there were just a lot of Lions fans down here, you know, staying at the Northland, staying, and we were outside here, and they just the friendliest people, and they just love the city. Yep. They just...
So, yeah, everybody has a great
thanks
experience.
You, Mr. Mayor, for Absolutely. Being here. Look forward to having you on the show again. I'm going to turn back to you, Ben. That's great.
All right.
If you were mayor, would you wear lederhosen like he does? I mean, if when you're not mayor, will you wear lederhosen like he does?
You know, I could be, yeah.
Like, okay, good.
I'm 75% German, so.
Oh, nice.
You know.
Oh, Dom, come here. Dom. For a major prize package, this is my son, Dom. It's called Sprechen Deutsch oder No.
In this round, I want to hear your pronunciation of this German word.
75%.
So you should be able to do this, you know, 75%. So here we go.
Oh. Mein Name's Verschiedenheiten.
Sehr gut, ja. Sehr gut.
What does it mean?
Differences of opinion.
Nice. All right. You win a T-shirt from Mine on the Mirror.
Woo. All right.
We're proud.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
We're here with Mark Hughes. Mark from Bellin Sports Medicine. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. We got a big ball game tonight. Kakana, Appleton North.
Ooh, that's going to be a big one.
That's going to be a tough. There's going to be some hard hitting in that ball game. You guys do such a great job with high school sports teams, Bellin Sports Medicine.
Yeah, it's just great, great opportunity. You know, sadly, sports are great, but sometimes people get injured, and we want to be there for them.
Well, you know, another thing, though, too, I was thinking about this during that game last night. You know, those trainers in the NFL, highly paid, highly proficient, the whole thing, but the people that you bring to high school games these days versus my era of high school is pretty amazing what you guys bring to the table, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, even when I started here 27 years ago, you know, we were all limited. Now we got sometimes one or two athletic trainers, strength coaches, education for mental wellness and nutrition, so it's awesome.
You know, that's the thing that, you know, again, in my era, talking 90 years ago, but, you know, is dealing with taping sprained ankles and things like that. You guys do the whole realm. If you're going to be an athlete these days, you have to really buy into a year-long type of program.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's year-round. You can't just show up and say, well, I'm going to try to get in shape, because now it's also in week 30. Before you know it, you're injured and you've played two games. So it's, yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, how do you stay in shape year-round? How do you get faster? How do you get smarter? You know what I mean? It's just like, when should you be training? When should you be just resting?
I think it's awesome what Bellin Sports Medicine does, and love talking to you guys at halftime of our games on Showdown, me and Teddy Stefaniak. Let's be honest. I pretty much carry him every game, don't I?
Next question.
Okay. Mark Hughes, and thank you so much for what you guys have done for us and for all the young athletes in this community. Not even just young athletes, but all the wannabe athletes in this community, what you do.
Weekend warriors, too, John. You know, just like yourself.
I know. Was that? I didn't like
or
that.
Young athlete.
I don't. Okay. That was a weird look you gave me. Hey, be honest with you. Okay, you always talk about. What would you say about this guy in lederhosen to prevent injuries for him? What should he do?
Stay on the coach. Right.
Don't move too quick.
Thank you, Art. Awesome. Okay, we're gonna be wrapping it up here, buddy.
Wrapping it up. This has been fun, Johnny. We're gonna do this again next year. We got a lot of things going on coming up, but this has been a lot of fun. Thank you all for coming out. There's Mad Dog and the Merrill has some of their. Pigs in a blanket. Was it Mino?
Mare in a nighty.
That's not it.
With Schmidt sauce.
In the lederhosen.
Yeah, Mare in the lederhosen.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for coming out. Have a great Oktoberfest. You know, thank you for supporting Mino and the Mayor. You know, we're kind of new to this, but we're community focused.
Yeah, I agree, Mad Dog. Or is that Merrill? I always get them.
Yeah. Whatever. Play some music.
Tailgater Ben, you guys are awesome. Thank you, everybody. Mino and the Mayor. Back in on Monday.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.